Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to Brown Sugar Radio. It's Tuesday Night Live. Y'all know we keep it funky on Brown Sugar Radio every Tuesday and Thursday night weekly at 7 p.m. And I just got to say welcome to all of my loyal listeners that are joining us, as well as my brand-new listeners. I want to say thank you for coming through to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. And tonight we're just going to chop it up with you a bit, talk about what's on our mind. I got my co-host, PB, in the house. What's going on, PB?
What up?
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening and what's going on in the world today. And you know how we do on Brown Sugar. You're more than welcome to join us. The call-in number is 646-716-8697. And so most definitely, you can call in, tell us what's on your mind, what you think about. But before we do that, PB and I, we got a few little things we wanted to talk about. And like I said, feel free to join us at any time and share your opinions and your thoughts. But, you know, one of the things that I want to say, for those of you who missed the interview last Friday with George Clinton, I'm telling you, that interview was so funny. George is hilarious. He has so much personality and so much spunk. I mean, y'all got to replay the show that was this past Friday. George Clinton is off the chain. You feel me? That's the man right there. So you definitely want to check out the previous show prior to this one with George Clinton, the godfather of funk, who does it the only way he knows how to do it. But other than that, we're going to get into, I guess, a little bit of, we may even talk about politics tonight, huh, PB?
Obama.
All right. Y'all know that my boy PB is a loyal Obama follower. Okay, so if you want to know anything about Barack Obama, PB is the man to get at. Okay, y'all bear with me here. I'm trying to open up my chat box. I'm having some technical difficulties here opening it up, but I will certainly get that second chat open in just a moment here, so I can shout out my loyal listeners. But we got a little celebrity gossip. And so while I'm working on this chat box, PB, go ahead and fill them in on the latest you've heard.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, with Brownsons, Brownsons, to put it out there that I am for Obama. Let's go ahead and just give it up, people. Let's give it up for Obama. He won the Wisconsin primary, Democratic primary, you know. So
shut up.
He is giving Hillary a run for her money. Hillary thinks, I don't know now. Hillary, she was in the lead,
wow,
but now she's the underdog. She's the underdog. Mm. So
what?
People say, go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask you, he's in the lead now with this take.
Well, he has more delegates, but remember that Texas is coming up, and they have it stated that Hillary is supposed to win Texas. So if Hillary wins Texas, she would have more delegates.
Right. What? Today is a good day for Obama. What? Oh, wow. Obama done won Wisconsin? Shut up.
Yeah.
Gone, Obama. That's what's up. I think he's going to take it. What you think?
You know what? I hope he takes it. I'm going to say I hope.
Right. don't know. It's a tight race. You know? It's a tight race, that's for sure.
I don't know.
So
I just have to say that this year is definitely, it's more people getting, becoming active in voting. Because in the beginning, Hillary was the number one. But now Obama's in the lead, so it's crazy.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
I just think it's truly a good look in America to see how far we have come because Obama has won a lot of states where it's predominantly white people.
Right.
He have a lot of white. Not only do he have a lot of black supporters, he have white supporters as well. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Obama doing his thing.
Yes, I hope he takes it.
Yeah, you know, like I say, it's definitely a tight race, and by all means, you know, like I said, I like Hillary, I like Obama, but I believe that over the last few weeks, as I've watched the debates take place and I've watched the interviews, you know, I got to show some love to my brother Obama, you know what I mean? I just really believe that he is going to make a positive change in the country, and, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes in order to make sure that he runs it and that we do see a lot of positive things that take place over the next few years. You know what I'm saying? Because right now the economy's so bad, you know, I mean, it's really a sad, sad state to be in, you know? And I believe that Obama, when he talks about change, I believe he's the one that can do that.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I really do. I believe he'll be the one, you know?
Yes,
so,
no offense to Hillary people, so if you out there and you're a first-time voter, please listen to the debate. Go to their website. They have a lot of facts and information, what they're trying to do, what they want to do as president. Go through and read. I mean, just because I support Obama don't mean you have to support Obama. So you support the best candidate for you.
Right. That's right. You know, get all the information that you can find. And definitely make an educated vote, like I share all the time, you know? That's what's up. Definitely.
Please, if you're not registered, get registered. Don't wait till the last minute. Now is the time to do it. You have until November, but you need to do it. Don't wait till October. You need to do it way before. Do it now. Don't wait.
Become proactive. Get them votes in.
You have to wait. And, like, if you wait to the last minute, it's a 30, I mean, you have to wait, like, after you go registered, you have to mail off something. Then you have to wait for them to send you something back in the mail. So it's a long process. So you should definitely do it ahead of time. Don't wait to the last minute.
Right, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, get out there, become active. You know, don't sit around waiting for things to happen. Make it happen. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, One Black Man? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio, guest 1290. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
You know, and another thing is, too, when you once you become registered to vote, vote in your local, rally, vote in them. Like, when you're voting for governor, when you're voting for mayor, vote for that stuff, too. Also, be active in that. I mean, a lot of people complain about what's going on in their city, what's going on in their town, but you have the right to vote in it, and you're not voting, so, you know, hey.
Okay.
You got to voice your opinion.
That's what's up. You definitely got to become active. Yes, I believe in that. We got another caller on the line. It looks like DJ Flawless. What's happening, DJ Flawless? What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Girl, we doing good. I
appreciate it. So what are we talking about tonight?
Girl, whatever's on our mind. Whatever's on our mind.
Okay, well, I got something to rant about.
Okay.
On the way home from work this evening, a lovely police officer stopped me and gave me a speeding ticket. And I was going, he supposedly said I was going 51 and a 35, but anyways, I was like, I looked at him with, I batted my eyelashes like I usually do, and I usually get out of it, and it didn't work with him, and it made me so angry. And I was like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, my stomach hurts. And I was like, it's that time of the month. Can I please, please go? And he just, like, handed me a ticket. And I was like, oh! I was, like, so ready to get out the car and fight him. Just because he gave me a ticket, it makes me so angry. But anyway.
Speaking of all, she ready to jump the car and fight him.
Yeah, go to the bathroom!
Like, look, you ain't about to give me no ticket, Miss Officer.
I got life tickets, and I don't want to have to pay.
Okay. What's going on, Scotty Red, in the chat room? Guest 1310. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. You know what? It's funny because life is a trip. You know what I mean? It always seems like you're faced with something that at that moment you're like, golly, why me? Why am I going through this? You know? But it's a reason for everything, you know, that you go through. But, I mean, I thank God I've only gotten one speeding ticket. Thank the Lord. I haven't, you know, gotten any traffic violations or parking tickets, nothing crazy like that. But I know some people, girl, driving on suspended license, I mean, just rolling, you feel me? You know, they don't care.
And they
like,
never get stuck.
Never
and it's
get
like, But my thing is, why is it like whenever you have problems in your life, whenever you, like, everything seems to be perfect and you've got money, there always seems to be something that comes up that just takes your money away. When you have extra money that you want to spend on something for yourself, always your car breaks down, something in your house will mess up, your TV, something will happen to take that money away. It's always been like that.
Okay. There's always something. Well, I got a little celebrity gossip I wanted to go over a bit, and then I know PB has a little bit, and DJ Flawless, you're welcome to join us if you have any celebrity gossip. I heard this morning that Jordan Sparks is opening for Alicia Keys, y'all, on her world tour. That's major. You feel me? I'm like, what? Jordan Sparks? She doing it up, y'all.
Isn't she like the little white girl from American Idol?
She's the half black, half white girl that's on she won American Idol this past year. And I'm
she won? I didn't even know that. Like, I'm trying to watch this time so I don't seem so lame when everybody's talking about American Idol. I don't be like, oh, I know, and really not know. So.
Yes, honey, she won. And I'm like, okay, so she did a thing. And, I'm like, okay. And so, yeah, she's opening for Alicia Keys. Then we also got Pink. I just found out today her and her husband are getting a divorce, you guys. Can you believe that? That is, like, so sad. I remember looking at her True Life story, True Hollywood story on E! And they looked so happy. And they were on again, off again, on again, off again. And I remember watching as they called off the wedding several times, and then she finally ended up asking him to marry her because he got tired of asking her, you know? And she kept putting it off. And sure enough, they're divorced. And after, I don't know how many years I've been trying to research it, so I definitely don't want to give out false information. But how many of you also checked out the NBA All-Stars this week? Y'all know Lil Wayne performed this weekend. He didn't perform actually at the All-Star event Sunday, but he did a lot of parties and whatnot there. Did y'all check out that?
I'm not into, like, football and stuff that much, but I got invited by, like, a friend of mine, but I didn't go.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got some stuff on Obama that y'all might want to hear about.
Okay, what you got?
According to a source online, let me go back to where, it says, this is not good. Once again, Barack has borrowed from his friend Deval Patrick, governor of Massachusetts. He has apparently plagiarized one of his speeches.
Where'd you get this information from?
This is on PerezHilton.com.
Oh, no, come on. Look where you got that from. Stop it.
Shut up.
Come on. But you know what? Since you put it out there, let's go. I got some news for you on Obama. He won Wisconsin.
I'm bummed by Obama.
I can tell you that.
Y'all are too crazy for me.
Oh, Bob Obama, he is not that important, boo. I wanted to know what y'all think about. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on real quick. I got some more information. R. Kelly, y'all, okay? Y'all know the young lady that he allegedly had sex with that was underage, okay? Mm-hmm. Maxine told sources in response to R. Kelly's recent statements that she had known R. Kelly since she was 7 years old, y'all, and he was 27. She stated that she was swept off her feet by his charming and generous ways, which she truly regrets to this day and has learned from. Maxine said that Kelly is attempting to defame her and her family, while Regina told sources that their motives are not financial and they have not sought a penny from R. Kelly. Now, I was told that they got paid off to be quiet so long. So I don't know, allegedly, that R. Kelly had paid them to hush up, but now this case is back and you know that they're on trial and whatnot. He could be facing, I mean, some major time if he is convicted. We're talking about some years behind bars, not just a couple of months, you know? So it's just like, wow, you know, you really don't know what to believe. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are saying she's doing this just for money motivation. Then some people are saying that R. Kelly has a history with young girls. So, I mean, what are y'all thoughts on that? Do y'all believe that R. Kelly's guilty, or do you think that this is all money motivated?
What was you saying? He's guilty, like, for the spell, like, giving the younger girls
right,
or whatever?
Do y'all think R. Kelly is guilty, or do you believe that, you know, he is innocent? What are y'all
well,
thoughts
to
on
me,
R. Kelly?
The videos can't be fake. I mean, the videos, I've watched the videos personally myself. Yes, I watched them. But it looks like him, and it's kind of hard to fake that big forehead. So, I mean, it's got to be him. Personally,
right.
Me, I think it's him. I think he messed around with the young girls. He needs to go to jail just like anybody else would.
I mean, well.
What you think,
side,
baby?
He's guilty, but, I mean, who cares? I mean, he ain't been locked up yet. They might as well just let it ride. I mean, I don't think he's going to jail. I mean,
okay. Just
let it go. I'm over it now.
It's been like 5 or 6 years. It's amazing.
Exactly.
He's been riding the case out this long.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
PB, do you have any kids?
No, I don't have kids.
Well, let's create a fake situation here and put yourself in.
No.
People shoes.
No,
because okay, but
no. Listen, you finna target me. I said he's guilty, but they not gonna lock him up. You can't fault me on that. I'm not the one who decide whether he go to jail.
I'm not, sweetie.
You
I'm putting in
you
respect to
you. You can't.
You shut up, TV. I'm just saying. Okay, this is for anybody. Put yourself in the parents' shoes here. If a man rapes your children or gets with your kids and you don't know about it, wouldn't you want him to go to jail? It's like, I don't care, okay? Whatever.
Yeah, okay, either jail or you want him to get a serious butt whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold
on. I got family members and stuff.
Y'all forget the fact that the mom and them came out on the record and was trying to say that wasn't their daughter. So, I mean, come on now. Let's not forget that. In the beginning, the mother was coming out saying that wasn't her child, so... I mean, just let it go. We over it. I mean, it's been 5 years. They haven't locked him up now. Just, I'm tired of hearing about it.
Right.
Throw him in jail. Everybody been saying he should have went to jail. Get him out of here. I'm sick of him. He said he's doing tours. Come on. He's not going to jail.
A matter of fact, Brown said that on the Obama Plays Rise in the Speech, they actually have a video on YouTube, I believe, that like lets you hear both of the speeches from two different people and lets you hear where he copied it from.
I'm wondering, I'm like, where is all this coming from? Well, girl, I don't care. He's still getting my vote, dang it. I love me some Obama. Oh, Hillary, I don't care. Either one of them, girl. I'm voting.
I would get with Obama physically, but that's a whole different story.
You are
hot ass, man. He's so cute.
Yeah,
he just ain't good enough to run a country.
Oh, freak
sorry.
Off of here. It's
hot
a freak.
Freak nasty on the phone.
Yes, she is.
I want to get
Okay, I got some more Hollywood gossip. TVT Records. Sources say TVT Records will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this week. After several pink slips, they say that the company is expected to continue operation. In the past, Little John, Slip and Slide Records, and Pitbull all went on record expressing their frustrations with the label and their business practices, including TVT paying $9.1 million in punitive damages to Slip and Slide Records over the rights to Pitbull's album. TVT was formed over 20 years ago in New York City by Steve Gottlieb. Anyway, initially, the label consisted of various music, but it was currently, you know, they were focused on, you know, the Indian hip-hop artists, right? Indie, it says indie hip-hop, not indie. However, it looks like they're getting ready to not go to the bank, as 50 says. He said he going straight to the bank. They not going to the bank. They filing bankruptcy. In other news, T.I. has been making use of his time while he's been at home, designing a custom T-shirt line for the Rock the Rabbit program by Playboy magazine. The exclusive line of T-shirts will be available in Bloomingdale department stores nationwide, as well as online at www.rocktherabbit.com. Okay, the prototype for each shirt will be auctioned off, with the proceeds going to Rock the Vote. All right, and hopefully T.I. should be hearing some news here shortly about his case, because I know he's tired of being at home. But I heard he's also been recording and working on another up-and-coming album while he's been at home. So I can't wait to find out if that's true or not. He's one I'd love to get on Brown Sugar Radio. If I could get an interview with him, honey, that'll be the business right there. So most definitely, what's going on, Sugar 911? We got Sir Cherry, guest 1341. And I don't know, did I acknowledge your mama? I can't remember if I did or not, but what's happening? We have another caller on the line, 704. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Good, Brown Sugar.
What's going on?
I just had to call in and correct the lady who's saying Obama plagiarized that stuff.
Uh-oh, okay. DJ Flawless, she's still on the line here. Well, who's calling in, sweetie?
Yes, I'm here.
This is One Black Man, OBM.
One Black Man, okay, yes. One of my loyal listeners. I appreciate the support.
Oh, well,
you
can correct me all you want because you sound cute,
okay.
But go ahead.
Because she knows she cute.
Thank you. I'm not so much as calling to correct you, but just to give what I heard about it on there. What I heard was is that the speechwriter who writes for Obama, because you know all these politicians don't write all those speeches, but the same guy who wrote that speech wrote for the other guy. So what he did was use some of his old material and gave it to Obama. So what they're trying to bag on him is saying, oh, Obama's not as original as his image
right.
is put out there to be. But he did not
right.
steal anything. It was the same speechwriter.
But, I mean, the thing is, why can't he use his own stuff? Why can't he be creative enough? If he's running for president, he should have a mind of his own and make up his own speeches and not use something somebody else has used.
All of them using somebody else's stuff. If you want to keep it real,
right.
all of them biting off somebody somewhere. You feel me? None of them, I mean, yes, they do have their opinions, but these speeches have been approved and written and choreographed and all that. You feel me? So that's really not fair to say on his behalf, you know, to say be original. Girl, ain't none of them original. If that's the case, George Bush should have never been elected because he copied just about everything his dad said. You know what I'm saying?
But I wasn't calling to really correct you, but you know how mainstream media is, and they put out these rumors, and so, you know, Bill Clinton was crying about the media was too soft on Obama, so maybe this is, you know, their response. But, hey, I'm going to listen. I'm going to get off the line and continue to listen. Y'all have a good night.
All right, sweetie. I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you, Sage.
All right, and on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Y'all keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio. We'll be right back.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's at. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion, health, and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop, and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Creation.
Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? 2D Creations, graphic and web design. 2D Creations, bring your business to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com and join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I've heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join D's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for joining my co-host and I. We got PB. And we are talking about just whatever we want to talk about tonight, and it has truly been an honor. I appreciate all of the loyal listeners calling in. DJ Fallis, thank you for calling in. I appreciate the love. Also, to One Black Man, thank you for coming through. I also see we have Sisters Confessions that just joined us, and guest 1376, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. For those of you who have any comments, you're more than welcome to join us tonight at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. All right. And so, PB, I know you had some more celebrity juicy gossip for us today, or what you were sharing with me about, was it Tank?
Yeah, but before we get into that, we're going to touch on Sister Confession real quick. She was talking about it's rumors circulating that girlfriends are is going to be canceled after this season. I pretty much had a feeling that was going to happen after the other chick left the show. It was kind of dry. I mean,
okay. You know, I really wasn't into it. Yeah, I just really wasn't into it. I never really did, you know, look at that show. It wasn't something that caught me like the Parkers or... what else was another show I used to love? You remember Martin back in the day? I used to religiously look at Martin. It just wasn't one of those shows that caught me. It's very few shows that I could honestly say that I really take the time to sit down and look at. You know what I mean? Right now. And so these writers, you know what's happening, though. Reality TV is taking television by storm. You feel me? I mean, it is just, people don't want to sit down and look at soap operas and stuff anymore. You know, they want to see the fist fighting and the cussing, and that's why reality TV is so popular right now and the ratings are so high. You know, I mean, there's a few people, they're into their regular soaps, been looking at it for years, but for the most part, this reality TV is taking television by storm.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I think in a way, I think that's kind of bad because, like, we steady have shows, like they steady doing the, I think VH1 has set the new trend of the reality shows because You know, they came out with the Flavor of Love. Then they did the I Love New York. Now they got the Rock of Love. Now you even got MTV doing it. MTV doing what is it? Sided Love. And now they finna do the Domenico. So, I mean, they gonna kill it. It's finna get old real fast, though.
Yeah, they wearing it out, you know. What's going on, Swag Radio? And we got Slim Badass in the house. What's happening? Thank you for joining us. We have a caller that's joining us, 785. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's happening, Sugar? This is Sister Confession.
What's going on, Swag Radio? What's going on, Sister Confessions?
I called in about the reality TV, and I heard y'all mentioning the Flavor of Love and all that. Let me tell you the reason why that is getting on my nerves. Because you have these women, that's basically showing they behind for free. I mean, I know they come out there, and after they finish, you know, they end up being the jump-off girl. They get their little videos and things like that. But they're on there showing their behinds for free, and America is just eating it up, especially white America. That's how I feel personally. Because VH1 has not had as high ratings until they started getting Flavor of Love and I Love New York on the show.
Showing they behind,
like that they're, exploiting black people, especially black women, because they have them. I mean, they're not making them do anything, but they're basically on there promoting the stereotype that all black women, they're just whores. There's nothing about them but what they got between their legs, and that's it.
They're going to cuss you out, and they're going to fight you over that mask.
And they're going to fight. They're going to spit on you. Exactly. They're going to cut a fool, and then when they get finished, they're going to go out, and then they're going to make a rump shaker video. Like delicious.
And they think that's what's all. They think that's what that's all that we're good for.
Right, because that's what they're that's what they're putting in the vision. Yeah, that's what they're projecting to everybody that's sitting there watching it. And then the other thing that I didn't like was when Monique went on and she did her show, the Charm School show.
Okay.
Now none of them girls came out charmed when they got finished. None of them changed, as far as I'm concerned. And when I picture Monique, I picture her being, you know, a picture of a quote-unquote strong black woman. So why would she be on this show trying to make it seem like she really trying to help these girls when none of them got helped?
Right. You know what? I think out of all of them, I can honestly say I truly do believe that Safari did change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From the time that I've seen her on Flavor of Love, too, and she was about to whoop that white girl's behind, and then she, you know what I'm saying, she gave it, like when she did that interview with New York, I mean, she couldn't let her play, or she realized, okay, you know, you're not going to get to me like that, so I don't know, in that sense, I feel like out of all of them, I truly
she
believe that, yes, out of all of them, now, Larissa and Boots up there acting a fool, and fighting,
Boots
and
Larissa, and Boots was nothing but fake anyway. She struck me as one of them girls that, based on the house that they showed on TV, her mom, somebody got money up in there. And she just struck me as one of them girls that tries to act real tough but really isn't. And thinks that she's really cute but she's not. Because there's nothing cute about her at all.
We had interviewed her mother on the L Word. I co-host on there periodically. And her mother was saying the reason why Larissa acts the way that she does is because of the fact that she's spoiled rotten and it's her fault. But I don't care how spoiled you are. You know, my kids are spoiled, but they're respectful, you know, and they know how to treat a girl.
Exactly.
And when that girl sat up there and told Monique she was full of S-H-I-T, I was like, ain't no way. I don't care if you're grown or not. My child is not going to disrespect her elders like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Granted, Monique
she should have known
that. Right. You know,
maybe
but
there's the respect level that you're supposed to have, and she should know that, whether she's
bored
or not, like you said, because there's still a respect level that you should have.
I got to get in on that real quick. You know what, though? I understand what y'all saying about the respect level, but I'm saying, as Monique hosting the show about Charm, Monique's supposed to have respect for them as well, you know, and the way she stepped up on her. I mean, I probably would have reacted the same way if she would have approached me, like the way she walked up on her, like she walked up on her like they was in the streets, ready to fight.
And that's true. That's the whole reason why I didn't like the whole concept. The concept of the show was
cool,
but the way that it played out, I didn't like, because I don't think any of them carried themselves with the charm that was supposed to come from the show. Even Monique, because she had her little situations that came up where she showed she wasn't the best woman either.
Right.
That's why I didn't like it. You know, that's why I didn't like the whole show overall, but I had to jump in when y'all started talking about reality TV, because once I seen MTV or VH, whoever it was that had that tequila girl, whatever her name is on there, trying to find out if she want a man or a woman, that's when I was done. I didn't know what was going on when I first saw that. I was just too thrilled. Yeah,
what is this world coming to?
Yeah, that's the question that you need to be asking.
Yeah, I don't want my daughter sitting here looking at two females kissing, carrying on, and she's a child. I don't want her influenced that way. Now, if you're grown and you like, you know, other women, that's your business. But I just felt like VH1 is just taking it to a whole new level, and that's not the type of entertainment that I want my children to look at. And I just felt like, what is this television world coming to? Are they that desperate for ratings where they going to have women on there kissing each other and men kissing each other? It's too much.
It's whatever,
you know,
whatever it takes. It's whatever it takes.
Now,
I'm going to
keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was a contestant for the Flavor of Love, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when I decided to go for it, my whole mindset was, I want to go to really see what this reality TV world is like, you know?
Is it really reality?
Girl, I'm going to tell you, Flav live out here, and they was just talking. Jay Noise on 97.5, I interviewed him several weeks ago. And they were stating, Flav is on that show. He ain't looking for no love. He is engaged and got baby number 8 on the way. He live out here in Las Vegas off of Sunset and like y'all would really know the crossroads. But anyway, he stay out here in Las Vegas, and he, you know, they always see him in the local Walmart, you know, and they just were saying how he on there just making his paper. You know, he's not looking for love.
It's plain when you watch the show, because even with I Love New York, she over there talking about they coming at her, they want her to do a 3, and she considering it because it's all about the money. So it's never about you really finding love. It's about how much paper you're going to put in your pocket. And that's all understandable. You know, do whatever it is you feel that you need to do for yourself. But people need to realize that half of the stuff that they show isn't real, because I had a friend that was on a reality TV show, and half of the stuff that they edit what they want you to see. They make it seem, you know what I'm saying? They'll show a face where she looking sad, and it's from yesterday or something like that. It's not that exact. That's not the reaction that she got when so such and such said this to her, and now she off running off crying or spitting somebody's face. You know, it's what they want you to see. So even reality TV is scripted. Because half of the daggone reality TV shows went off when the writers went on strike. How are reality TV going to go on strike?
Right.
Come on. But I'm going to get off the phone, because that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, girl, we so appreciate your thoughts, and definitely keep it locked, because next Wednesday night we're going to have Wolf back. I'm his booking agent, and he's going to come through and talk a little bit just about, you know, I Love New York or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just, put it out there, and being that we're on this topic, you know, I want to definitely, you know, get your views and opinions, and that's one thing that we could talk about. And so he's going to be coming back next Wednesday. I ordinarily don't do shows, you guys, on Wednesdays, but I'm doing this as a special favor to him in order to, you know, help him out and kind of put it out there, some things he wanted to discuss. So absolutely be back next Wednesday night, and we can certainly pick up this reality TV discussion again, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Boo.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. And
go ahead.
Huh?
I was gonna say,
what you were saying,
they're supposed to be coming out with a charm school for the guys. Supposedly Jamie Foxx the host. So I don't know. That's just a rumor that's circulating. So y'all might want to be on the lookout for that. Another charm school with the guys.
Right. And do you want to keep that locked? Definitely see what's going on. I don't know how much he can reveal, if any at all, but definitely. I know some things are in the works, and I want to just kind of get a feel for that when he comes back next week, all right? So, like I said, mark your calendars. Wolf will be back. Also, too, tomorrow night, Thursday night, we're going to have comedian actress Joyelle. Y'all come through. This is a sister working hard. I mean, she got multiple tasks, just like your girl, Brown Sugar. She's a stand-up comedian, writer, yoga instructor, got all kind of stuff going on. And she will be live this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Y'all come and check her out because she's also working hard to make it on Comic View. All right, so you got to show some love for Joyelle this Thursday. And then on this Friday, now, like I said, I normally don't do shows on Friday, but I'm going to do a special. It's going to be a brief show. It's a favor as a friend of mine. And they're going to just talk about their travel business. If you're interested in traveling, come tune in with us. Like I said, it'll be a brief show this Friday at 7 p.m. And if you have any questions about how you can save money, and if you're interested in vacationing, you want to join us this Friday with a travel agent and learn some information in regards to, you know, how you can save money, all right, and travel, have a good time, traveling tips, things of that nature. Yep, come on through. Let's see. Okay, a cruise, that do sound fun, don't it? Then on next Tuesday, I have some incredible guests. Wow, I'm really excited. Next week's going to be awesome. We have Troy Whitehurst, who's also known as Spike Spielberg. He had a birthday earlier this month. He will be joining us next Tuesday, the 26th. He's a filmmaker, a black filmmaker doing his thing, y'all. Come through next Tuesday and show Troy some love. He's going to teach us about the behind the scenes of creating a movie and everything it takes in order to get it popping, y'all. Next Tuesday, like I said, Wednesday, we got Wolf. And then on the 28th, we have hip-hop R&B singer. Hip-hop R&B, I'm tripping. We have R&B singer E, the one who y'all booed and said y'all didn't like his song. Yeah, y'all did my brother dirty. E will be here next Thursday. All right? So y'all got to love E. PB, you forgot to tell us about the celebrity juice you had.
Oh,
you got
sidetracked okay.
With Sister.
Okay, go ahead. Let me go and do this real quick. Basically, the R&B singer Tank, I mean, some of you may know him from Maybe I Deserve, One Man, etc. Basically, he was performing in New Orleans over the weekend, and they were leaving the club. And the next thing you know, they were, apparently somebody, it was some shots fired in the area, so the police came up and stopped them, you know. They wanted to know why they were being stopped, and, you know, basically he wasn't cooperating with the police. Police took action, forced him up against the wall. He still tried to fight back, you know, resist arrest, I guess, and they tasered him. So he was tasered and later arrested. They didn't really get into the charges, but he was charged with three different things, and he has been released, and he only had minor injuries, so he all right.
He said he all right. Well, that's good. I'm glad they didn't pull the brother down. Lord, it's always dumb. You feel me? You know, shoot him up, bang bang. You know what's going on?
I've been a black man.
Okay. Also, too, rumor has it that Kanye and his long-term fiance Alexis are expecting. Okay, so we will wait and see if that's true or not. Also, too, it's been rumored that Taylor Made has been getting all kissy-kissy with other females. What's going on with that? Is it true? Is it speculation? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard. But we'll just keep it locked. I don't think they're going to last anyway, though, on some real stuff. What do you think, TB?
You know what? I think it's a gimmick. I don't think it's serious. I think they're just doing that to lead up to another show. New York.
Yeah, Taylor Made a New York show or something, huh?
VH want to be a fool to let New York go. I'm telling you. New York,
yeah.
She making money. She know
yeah.
How to sell. New York is selling. I give her that.
Right.
She doing her thing. She act a fool. I love her.
Okay. Then Jay-Z and LeBron James, they had a party went down in New Orleans this past weekend. I told you there's a lot of parties jumping off in New Orleans for the All-Star weekend. And people were asking, well, where is Beyonce at? You know, what's going on? Is this just a bachelor's thing or what? What's really going on? And you guys know we've heard that on again, off again, that one minute they married, the next they not married. What's going on? I don't know, but I know they've been together for a long time. So, who knows, right?
Who we talking about, Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yeah, they own again, off again.
I appreciate the fact that they don't talk about their business because, you know, when you let the media get involved in your relationship, it's not going to last. So, you know, it's a good thing that we don't know whether they're together or not because, I mean, they're going to last because we don't know.
Right, right. That's true. Just to keep everybody out their business. You feel me?
Right.
That's what's up. All right. And then also, too, there's rumors that Kamora Lee Simmons is allegedly pregnant. They're saying that they've seen a baby bump. They've been on the baby bump watch. Who knows if this is true or not, but by all means, if she is, congratulations to her. Dang it, she sure got enough money to take care of them. Shucks. One more ain't going to kill her. She probably want her little boy. She got two girls, so. And the daddy, allegedly, is not Russell Simmons on this one. So
no, they're not together anymore, so.
Right. They done moved on, and they still live together because of their children. But they don't. I'm sorry, listeners in the chat room. The show's not airing anymore because I only scheduled it for 45 minutes. I know you guys are like, what happened, Sugar? I'm sorry. I'm actually getting ready to end the show right now, but I just kind of wanted to let you know a little bit of more celebrity gossip that I've been researching. Like I said, all of these are just rumors and allegations. Nothing has been confirmed as of yet, but we're definitely going to keep an eye out and keep you posted. So without further ado, I don't have anything else, TV. Did you have any more information you wanted to give to our listeners or updates?
Okay. Only thing I got to say is check us out on the MySpace, www.myspace.com/BrownSugar. That's S-U-G-A. Brown Sugar in Vegas, you know. I-N-V-E-G-A-S. In Vegas. Brown Sugar in Vegas.
Add us. Okay. That's what's up. Holla at us. Let us know what's going on. And definitely, like I said, if you're interested in becoming a Brown Sugar Radio promo team member or a sponsor for the show, hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. All right. Well, it's been a pleasant evening. Thank you all for listening in and joining us. And most definitely, we'll be back Tuesday night with comedian actress Joyelle. So y'all have a blessed evening, and we'll be doing it again this Thursday. Well, I'm tripping, talking about Tuesday. Oh, well, I'm tired. All right, PB, well, I guess it's a wrap for us for tonight. All right, y'all, so thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great night.
Brown sugar, baby, I guess high up your love, I don't know how to make it.